from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm going to go get somebody, or are you good with Kingsley?
Well, I mean, I think there's a couple names out there that have interest, but again, money's an issue, and you know how they keep tight with you. You have Donovan Smith still out there, David Bakhtiari.
Bakhtiari, I think, is done,
no,
man.
Not bringing him. Yeah. Not bringing him.
Like that guy,
no.
Like, I'm over him.
That's Taylor Lewan 3 years ago.
Yeah, right?
It's
yeah.
The same thing.
Yeah.
He's going to have memes of him just in an e-brace.
I mean, again, just because you know the name doesn't mean it's
exactly
a good one. Like,
right.
And also, like, that's a position where, like, I feel like you've got to be hitting it every day to stay up with the teams and the terms and the times of the NFL. Like, we talk about guys that are running backs, like Le'Veon Bell, for example, that sits out an entire year and then thinks he's still going to be the same person.
You're not.
You know, you're seeing Deshaun Watson the same thing. Like, you sat out an entire year
Watson
and a half because of suspended and allegations and all that and being a creep.
Right.
You get back in the league and it's like, there's something not here. It's like, yeah, you missed. And in the NFL, if you miss a year, you've essentially missed, like, four.
Yeah,
it's like
terrible.
Those space movies when you go travel, you come back, it's like, why do you look so much older? It's like, you've been gone for 10 years. It's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, whoops. The game just moves so fast.
It does, man.
13 games in 3 seasons for Bakhtiari.
13 games. Yeah, he's out. There's no reason to go get him. You know, I've been around the league long enough, like, where you have bad teams and people start to get injured, you know, and they don't want to play the rest of the year or whatever. Like, and you're bringing guys in. And I remember one time when I was covering the Rams years ago, it was their offensive line was in shambles. They brought this guy in. I don't even remember what his name is because it's irrelevant. I'm like, what were you doing? And he goes, I was sitting on the couch literally playing Nintendo and eating Doritos, and they call them. I go, this is going to go well, right? Like, so that's where we are right now. Kingsley has been here. I know Donovan Smith is a name that we know. He played last year. Very nice player, whatever, fine. But Kingsley has been here. He's in football shape. He knows the playbook. Like, he's in the routine right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just go with him, and let's see where we go. And obviously, they like him. They wouldn't have drafted him. Top 4 rounds, and, you know, you got to count on your draft pick. So let's go.
Something that you hear probably every other day, Kadarius Toney. Hurt again at practice.
This, I think, does it.
This is it.
I think so.
This is the final red flag.
Don't you think?
According to sources, Toney missed practice Wednesday due to back tightness. Sources say the off-injured wide receiver previously missed a few training camp practices with an ankle injury, but mostly has been available this summer. Kadarius Toney is competing for a depth role and also figures to get a look at a return man. Well, we went over the early reaction depth chart. His name was anywhere on those sort of names. This is one of those things where it's
what
like,
did we say? He was ninth on the depth chart of wide receivers?
Yeah, not good. And then fourth on the depth chart at running back. He's not on the kick return, not on the punt return. In fact, a guy who's never played an NFL snap is ahead of him. And this is one of those things where I can see in my mind coaches all doing the eye roll. Like, where's 19 going? Yeah. Oh, he's hurt again.
Okay, fine. You know,
go ahead and bring your playbook into the coach's office.
You know, the last kind of conversations I had with some folks around the league were like, well, he's staying healthy. Like, that was the bright spot for Kadarius Toney, right? Oh, he's staying healthy. And I'm like, okay, that's nice. But now he's not. Since then, he's had two different injuries. And again, I am under the impression, and the way that I live my sporting life now is, if you're hurt, I don't care. I'm done with you. You know, you got to move on because the world's not going to stop. The league's not going to stop. The games aren't going to stop. are you helping this team move forward? And the answer for Kadarius Toney, quite frankly, is not. He's not helping the team move forward. I think this is good for Sky Moore because I don't think both of those guys make the team. But if you're going to try to trade Kadarius Toney at this point in time, I don't know if there's any trade value out there. Now you're dealing with a guy who was banged up twice in training camp, so you may not even be able to trade Kadarius Toney. But it wouldn't surprise me if we find a faux IR stint. You know, like, his back's hurt. We're going to put him on IR, you know, one of those type of things to try to stash him, you know, on your roster, because there are people who still look at the talent and go, man, he's still got a lot of talent. But we're in year, what, three or four now, and he hasn't realized that talent in the NFL. He may be just a guy that peaked in college.
We have yet to play one preseason game, and we're already starting to get answers to some of the questions that we had going into the three-peat season. Does Kadarius Toney make it? Seems doubtful now if he can't stay on the field. Sua Mataia, can he be a king? Can Kingsley Sua Mataia be a rookie piece at left tackle and win the job? Maybe that's going to happen now. Now the only question is, who's going to be the third running back? But moving on, there's other questions that other
camps. I'm sorry, did you say something?
He's coming out of his shell.
Okay.
Rookie year, thrown in the fire. Kid never thought he was going to play, mm-hmm. right? We threw him in the fire, I think it was week five or six against the Chargers, and I take over. Hey, you're the starter. Here you go, young rook, take it over. And was he prepared for that? No. He didn't go into the season thinking that. He wasn't even told that. And I thought he handled it well. And then when I asked him in the offseason, I said, listen, man, start to let your personality come out. Let the leadership qualities that you showed in college start to come out. And you'll find your way. Don't force it. But, you know, your teammates got to get to know you. They got to hear you bark.
That's your boy, Antonio Pierce, on the quarterback situation. This is what he's looking for in a battle of the big position battle in Vegas.
And I'm looking for somebody that doesn't play outside themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't do too much. I don't need you to be extra. Be Gardner Minshew. Be Aiden O'Connell. Don't try to be anybody else. Don't worry about that. Be the best version of yourself. And that was kind of our message. And then I said, compete, man. Because when our team watches these two gentlemen compete each and every day, it's always brought up as a competition at every level and every position group on our team. And they've handled it with stride.
How do you not want to run through a wall for that guy?
Yeah. Right? As long as he wins.
I know he's like the Raider coach and we're not supposed to like him, but man, if that was the guy that was leading me and I was on a football team, I'd be empowered, man. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'm going, man, let's go. Like, that's a leader right there. That's somebody's got your back. And he's, you know, he's dealing with Aiden O'Connell and, you know, Gardner Minshew.
Ready to give Mac a test here to see how accurate he can get as August 8th for the NFL starting season? Mac, who starts week one for Denver?
That'll be Bo Nix.
I agree.
Third on the depth chart currently.
I think that's just, you know, like we talked about yesterday, Sean Payton playing reindeer games
Sean Payton's,
here. Like,
he's an idiot.
You roll out Jared Stidham, the rest of the team may quit.
Yeah. I mean, they should already quit because of their head coaches. Mac, Vegas Raiders, who's their starter?
Aiden O'Connell.
I think that told me right there, I'm with you. I think it is going to be Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell. Yeah. And for the record, he was not bad last year. I know you guys want to clown him. I don't think he's terrible.
He won a game against the Super Bowl champions and didn't even complete a pass in three quarters. That's stud level, dude.
That is stud level right there, right?
Watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to complete six passes in the first quarter, never going
to
play another
one,
and still
win. Yeah.
Now, the problem is your team's going to be completely flat like a 2 liter of soda you got from Pizza Hut that you forgot about overnight.
Right.
Hits home. Okay, Minnesota starting quarterback, Mac.
You know where I'm at? It's Darnold time, baby.
Darnold.
Let's go.
I don't even think there's a competition there right now. I just don't think there's a competition at all. And people in Minnesota like feel like this guy's got his new life. Like, it's really strange to see. And look, I'm all about giving guys an opportunity. But like in the NFL, it's so hard when you poop that first one away back the next time and do well. Because if you're not good at the quarterback position, a lot of that has to do with you as much as it does with the coaches and whatnot. I hope Sam Darnold has gotten rid of all the, like, I'm scared and there's ghosts out here, because he's going to be the guy in Minnesota. Justin Jefferson needs somebody to get him the football.
And Jordan Addison, if he can get on the field.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to need him. I thought 2 years ago he was actually really good for a half of the season until he got benched in Carolina because they weren't winning. I thought he was good, though. I mean, it's hard to win in Carolina.
Moving on. Forgot about this local athlete, too. I hope this is who you say, but who's the starter for the Giants?
It's Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
There's no battle.
$40 million. Man, sorry.
Drew Lock will have the better year and also a local athlete. New England Patriots.
Brissett.
Mm-hmm.
Jacoby?
Yeah.
They should sit Drake May this whole season.
Oh. Give him the Aaron Rodgers treatment.
Yeah, there's just no one to throw
Love
to.
Patrick Mahomes treatment.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you put, you know, Drake May out there now, he's not going to have success.
He's
going to
see ghosts.
There's not enough around him right now to put him out there. If you're going to start a rookie quarterback, and that look, that's why they were trying to get Brandon Ayuk. I bet if they got Brandon Ayuk, he may have gotten the nod as the starter. But if you're going to start a rookie quarterback with a rookie head coach, you better have offensive weapons. You better surround your quarterback with guys that can help him succeed early on. Because if you don't have success early on, it is tough to recover. So I think the right thing to do in New England is to not even consider playing that guy this year and let Jacoby Brissett go out there and then build up your infrastructure. So when you do turn it over to Drake May, he's got guys around him that give him the ability to have success.
Keep the Maserati in the garage is what you're saying.
I don't know that he's a Maserati. I think he's Ford Fiat.
If Brandon Ayuk is a what was he? He said he was a
Lamborghini. Yeah, he's a Lamb. Yeah, he's a Lamborghini.
Is he?
Yeah.
No. It doesn't seem like anybody really wants that Lamborghini.
No.
Speaking of that Lamborghini, and people like Andrew Filippone, who does the First and Pod, who is in Pittsburgh, says that he's going to this team. Who is going to be the quarterback that throws it to Brandon Ayuk?
Fields. And on top of that, Russell Wilson. I'll extend it. By week 8. I'll give it a long time. I think it's actually before that. By week 8, he is not a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Okay.
Somebody's quarterback goes down and somebody else takes a chance on dangerous.
I just think him as a second string that could be bad for the locker room. I just don't know if that's going to be good.
Well, you can't play future. You got to watch out for cringy, sayings. So you have Bo Nix in Denver. Aiden O'Connell in Vegas.
I think Justin Fields is going to be the starter in Pittsburgh.
That's fair. I mean, I hope he is.
I mean, that's what I would do.
I hope he sets the world on fire.
Me too.
Yeah. What if he has a great year and Caleb Williams stinks?
That'd be good. I'd enjoy that, actually.
I was going to say, you're the Bear hater. Yeah. Could you imagine? Like, Justin Fields comes out and he's like 4-0 in his first four starts. He's hitting the ball where he needs to put it. He's hitting dimes. He's playing well. He's running. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, crap. And then Caleb Williams has a freshman struggle.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Chicago's going, son of a
God. Oh, God, it would be great. It's great theater. Like, you think about what's good for us, what's good for the show. For Caleb Williams to fail so the meltdown happens, you know?
That's true.
We need Missouri to be good. We need Caleb Williams to fail. We need the Chiefs to win a three-peat. And we need the Royals to continue to stay hot for their playoff run. We get back into those Kansas City Royals. And somebody who's showing a little bit more, as Bob likes to call it, swagger. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning. Back Maury, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. This is 610 Sports Radio. On Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. Be safe out there. I know it's raining.
For another hour, it says on the app.
Did we get the cushions inside?
I don't know. She has not responded to me.
Oh, no.
She read the message, but she's training for the marathon, so she may be running right now.
That's a tough run this morning.
Treadmill downstairs.
Ah. Good for her.
Oh, my God. It's insane,
that's
man.
Nuts.
It's going to be your third marathon, Chicago this year. Like, it's nuts.
That's crazy.
She's nuts to do it, right? Like, I'm so proud of her, but I'm like,
I've done a 5K. She probably scoffs at that.
Well, that's nothing, right? Like, oh, yeah, you ran 3 miles. Yeah. La-di-da-di-do, you.
3.12.
You know? Yeah, I do. I try to do 4, 5, 6 miles a day when I go out and run, and that's it. I'm good. I don't have to do anything else.
That's really impressive.
I'm like, I don't need to prove myself. I feel good about myself. Supplement superstores help me get to where I am, right? Love those guys. And so, I do that. I'm like, man, I feel pretty good about myself. And then my wife's like, I'm going to do 13 today. 13?
Is a full marathon like
26.2.
For some reason, I thought it was 28, but yeah, 26.2.
26.2. Like, we do it all the time. Like, from our house to the sports complex is shorter than the marathon.
Wow.
She's like, I got to go further than that. We were down by Loose Park on Sunday, and I looked at the the mileage back home or whatever it was. I'm like, it was like 24 miles maybe or something like that. I go, you know, we're not even a marathon distance away from home. And she's like, oh, good.
Achievement at Christmas.
But it would be like, it's a cool way to see a city too. Yeah. And everybody lines the streets. Like, it's a big party and it's a lot of fun. I just have no interest in running that kind of distance.
I didn't do like that sort of running, but I did a scenic hike in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome. In Portland, like, they told you, like, you can go the expert route, you can go the moderate, or you can go like very simple, and did the middle of it. Got to go up like in the mountains, got to see the big tall trees and all that, and see like over the top. And all that. It was pretty awesome.
It's nice, man. That's a great way to see things. But like, I'm not running 26.2 miles or anything. Like, we hiked Camelback back in April out in Phoenix. If you ever get a chance to go to Arizona, do the Camelback hike. I thought this was going to be a leisurely stroll up a mountain. We were bouldering.
Woo!
My wife's like, this is difficult. I'm like, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
First pitch to Isbell. Down and in, skips past Jansen. Melendez breaks the plate, no throw home. Melendez dives across safely. And this is a one-run game. It's now 4-3 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
So, MJ Melendez in the audio there from Jake Eisenberg from the Royals broadcast.
I still think we need Snoop on the games.
Be interesting. But the thing that's interesting about last night's win, which was huge, and I know that, you know, Q had told us, like, it's not a must-win game, but we're going to try to win the game. And I thought that was great. But yesterday was so big.
A must-win is not tonight, but we are going to do everything we can to win the game.
And the thing that's crazy is that was a game where the scoreboard watching affected everybody because Cleveland had a doubleheader against Arizona, swept. Minnesota had a game against the Cubs.
Lost.
I mean, not just lost, got beat. It was over in the fourth inning. And then you look at yourself and you're like, well, Boston wins, we're out currently. If the Royals beat Boston, you have a game and a half. And if you win, you're a half game behind Minnesota. And if you win, you're four games behind Cleveland. Cleveland, Minnesota play this weekend. You'll play Minnesota Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you get St. Louis after a bye or after an off day, Friday and Saturday. Last night was huge on so many levels. Not only was it huge because you saw Vinny and Bobby in that middle of that order starting to click like no other. Mm-hmm. Vinny Pasquantino might be the player of the month in August.
He might be. Like top five in RBIs is Vinny Pasquantino in the league this year.
And so is Bobby. You're a 2-3 hitter. We're not even mentioning Sal Perez getting hot again, who's just staying under the radar. And then once that bat starts cracking.
I'm fine with Salvi staying under the radar.
I love it.
Keep it that way.
But the other thing that we're starting to see is that since he's been back from the injured list, the 10-day list that he went on before the All-Star game and a little bit after, MJ Melendez looks a little bit more confident, and you've been kind of noticing that as well.
Well, you know, it was back in, I guess, early May or whatever it was. My friend Jimmy Fassler called me, and he's like, hey, here's what we need to do. You know, remember last year, I guess it was, in Philadelphia, they started to cheer for, I'm forgetting who it was, that the Philly fans started to cheer for and instead of booing, which is, like, remarkable for Philadelphia, right? They boo Santa Claus, right? And they started to cheer for their player. I think it was Trey Turner, if I'm not mistaken, right? And all of a sudden, he turned it around because he realized the fans had his back. And I'm like, all right. He goes, let's do that for MJ. I'm like, all right, let's start applauding and cheering and, you know, getting on MJ's back and supporting him and you know, saying, all right, MJ, we got your back. We're here for you because we're going to need MJ Melendez, right? And then he goes on the injured list and everybody's like, oh God, here we go again. MJ not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. But since he's been back from the injured list, guys, he's sneaky good. He really is sneaky good. And I feel like he's one of those guys that when he shows up and he's in position, he's going to do something. He's had a couple of big home runs for this team. Obviously they win the game on Sunday because of MJ Melendez, right?
Pinch hit home run too.
The huge home run on Sunday. Yesterday, scoring that run, coming across the plate. Like, I'm getting to that point now where when I see MJ step to the plate, I feel confident in him. And what I want to know from you all is that do we still hate him? Because I think he's one of those guys that everybody kind of started the season not liking. He was going to be kind of the, you know, the Kadarius Toney of the team or the Omar Infante or the Alex Rios of, you know, that guy. There's always a guy, the Dan Sorensen that, you know, everybody loves the team, but that one guy we got to do better than. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to change your line of thinking now and go, you know what? I'm embracing MJ because I think you need to be embracing MJ right now. He makes plays in the field. He's doing things with the bat. I know his batting average doesn't look good, but don't look at that. Look at what he's doing right now. And he's in the middle of everything. And so that's why I look at MJ Melendez right now and say, if you feel like you want to change your opinion from the, like, because we're dug into what we believe and we can't change our opinion. The body of work says we should all be loving up MJ right now.
Yeah, it gives me a lot of like Moustakas vibes from either 13 and 14 when he was looking up at the board and his average was like 215 and it was just kind of bugging with him. And then all of a sudden it took something to change Moustakas's production the way he played, right? Like you mentioned a lot of things that were similar. Like the defense was good. Everybody's like, yeah, well, if he could just hit and like be the power hitter that he's supposed to be, that clicks, it'd be good. And eventually it did. And I think, and this is just my opinion and my take on this, is that when a ball club like the Royals are winning and you're getting closer to the end of the season where the playoffs are around, you need everybody that's playing the best baseball to play, that can get people that are fringe line one sort of thing away from like figuring it out. And sometimes you need a kick in the ass from your own teammates to be like, I want to be a part of this. So I'm going to do what I can to get my name in that lineup as much as I possibly can. And it started with the pinch hit home run, first pitch, Detroit, boom, game over. After that, it's the game against Boston in game two where they're down, and all of a sudden, MJ Melendez gets a hit. It's 6-5. They didn't end up winning the game, but he had a big hit. And last night, it'll go unnoticed by some, but he worked a count.
Yeah, got that base, walk, yeah,
and got that run, and that sort of sparked things.
That sparked the whole inning.
That gave me three things to notice about MJ Melendez. One, he didn't try to win the game on one swing. We've seen him do that so many times when it was like 7-2, nobody's on base, and he's swinging out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it lets me know that he's seen things better, because I heard Matt Quatrero at the end of the game in the postgame conference when they were talking about guys being able to lay off pitches. He goes, when you're able to lay off their best pitches, that means you're really seeing the ball well.
And that pitch that he laid off of, brother,
and
was
he
like,
that bad in pride.
I mean, yeah. like, I'm surprised the ump didn't call strike three.
I was
three,
waiting for it. Like, I was going to be like, get out of here.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Because that's not Bobby Witt at the plate who's going to get the calls, right?
Yeah.
That's MJ Melendez, and he doesn't have the street cred right now in baseball. And he spit on that pitch. I'm like, oh my God, he just let strike three go right by. And then it was ball four. I'm like, oh my God.
And
wow.
He flipped that bat because he wanted to get over there quick because it was a borderline pitch. Not only that, it shows me that he's all in on this winning mentality.
That's a team move right there, yeah.
If you've been brought up your whole life as like, you're supposed to be the power-hitting guy, you're a left fielder now, you're always doing this, and now all of a sudden it's like, he knows that his role has been diminished a bit. They've even gone out and got Paul DeJong. Now they have two guys off the bench they can use. And to know that what you do impacts the entire team just waiting, your pitches are going to come, and you have the power and you have that sort of thing there. And things like this, a key walk that ends up scoring, a big home run that wins a game, mm-hmm. a double to give you life and score two, and seeing that when you get your opportunity, you're just making the best of it in that moment instead of being like, nah, I'm a 290 hitter that hits 40 home runs. I guarantee it. I'm going to show you. It's like, stop worrying about that. Just do your part and do what you can. And you've seen all those things with MJ, at least over the last couple weeks. And there'll be those statistical nerds like, yeah, but he always rakes against the Red Sox. Well, he had a 3-run home run in the ninth inning against the Tigers.
Who cares? He's doing what he's doing to help you win games. Like, I hate when people want to do that kind of stuff and diminish what somebody is doing right now. Right now, MJ Melendez is playing really good baseball. And quite honestly, Dusty, we've probably lost five in a row if it's not for MJ Melendez. I mean, that inning last night was all started with a two-out walk by MJ Melendez, okay?
No doubt.
And then the game against the Tigers, he won. We're probably talking about a team that's lost Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a five-game losing streak right now, and nobody's talking about the postseason. But because of MJ Melendez, this organization is not mired in a five-game losing streak. And as great as Bobby was last night, MJ Melendez got that party started. Right?
No doubt.
The Royals were ahead. Then they gave back the lead, and you can start to feel, here we go again, and whatnot, right? The bullpen's going to come in. We're not really trusting the bullpen. Yeah. MJ Melendez has won two games this week for the Royals. Broke, the game open against Detroit, broke the game open yesterday against the Red Sox. So I think it's time to embrace him. And I know sports fans don't like to change their opinion on things. And I said this is what's going to happen, and I'm going to stand fast on this. But the results and the evidence out there should make you say, hey, you know what? I was maybe right at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. but now I'm wrong. And if you're not embracing MJ right now, you're just trying to hold steadfast to what you had your preconceived notions as going into the season. It's okay to change the way you feel about a player when you gather more evidence. Like if somebody starts out good and then for 2 weeks they go into the tank, it's okay to be critical and say, boy, that dude's not playing well right now. So I think for MJ Melendez, embrace this guy, man, because he is the biggest reason why the Royals are not on a five-game winning streak.
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. On the other side, more drama involving a Lamborghini or a human. I mean,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By that... Brandon Ayuk, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Boy, did things take a change in life for this lead singer of this band. You have to look up the article on that if you want to have a little downtime during a commercial break. Welcome back into Fesco in the Morning. Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey with you on a rainy but cool Thursday. 67 degrees right now and nice. Some rain falling from the sky.
Wish it was 2 degrees warmer myself.
I don't have to worry about watering the old tomato plants today. Kind of love that. Save on that water bill.
You're lucky you get to have the tomatoes in your yard. I was reading something yesterday that says now if you buy produce wrapped in plastic, you're ingesting rocket fuel.
Mm. Last time I had rocket fuel was in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was called. I said, take me to the moon. Boy, I was there and back, and it wasn't a fake moon landing. I can promise you that.
What kind of tomatoes are you growing?
Big beef.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got
the
any
best.
Yet?
I've had two. I've got about six or eight that are just waiting to turn red, and then they get plucked off, and I make BLTs and tomatoes and cottage cheese. Ooh. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, man, I love tomatoes and cottage cheese.
I'll take your word for it.
You just can't eat cottage cheese?
I don't mind cottage cheese. I used to eat it with fruit, but people like my wife is like, I put pepper on it. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
God.
I'll put so much pepper on it. It looks like you ashed a damn cigar on top of it for an hour.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you put pepper on? I never understood that. Like, to me, it was always just fruit. Eat it by yourself, right?
Big pepper guy. I can also take a tub of cottage cheese and Fritos scoops and just eat it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
God.
God.
I just don't like cottage cheese.
Oh, God. Cheese Lord.
I don't
love cheese.
I don't
not
mind
cheese.
It.
I hate.
I like. I could eat cottage cheese, but I mean, I'm just like, I don't know that. You know, I want pepper on it. But I asked my friend Paul last night, which does keep better, curds or whey? So now that we're talking about the cottage cheese, which do you think keeps better, the curds or the whey of that cottage cheese?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Culver's cheese curds, that'll get you. You go to the moon, make sure you stop on the way there and get some of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Brioche cottage cheese.
I think I'm getting closer and closer to my prediction on Brandon Ayuk. I feel like he's going to probably stay in San Francisco. But again, all of a sudden, the team that was the first team out is now the team that's in. And I saw this report yesterday from Andrew Filippone, who's a Pittsburgh guy, keeps pretty tapped into these things. And he had mentioned that it is almost a done deal that he's going to go to Pittsburgh. We talked yesterday, if he goes to Pittsburgh, who do they send over? You guys both agree that it's not going to be George Pickens, but it's probably going to be some sort of like massive deal that involves picks. There's no other people out there currently that are really interested in Brandon Ayuk. I don't know if this is like a Brandon Ayuk thing. I don't know if this is a money thing. I think it's all the above.
People are realizing that if you pay $30 million to a wide receiver, you're probably doing it wrong. And nobody wants to scratch that check right about now for a wide receiver because the Chiefs have shown you don't need to do that when you have a good quarterback. Now, Pittsburgh, in a different situation, obviously, they don't have Patrick Mahomes and they'd like to get some weapons around, whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. I don't blame them for doing that. But, like, if you're Pittsburgh right now, I'm not offering anything. There's nobody bidding against me. Here's a fifth-round pick.
Mac, you've got an opinion on this that you think that this could be something that the 49ers will regret?
I think this would be a big mistake for San Francisco, and I know that's probably kind of like, wait, what? They got McCaffrey. They got Kittle. They got that new rookie, Ricky Pearsall. I mean, Debo Samuel's one of the best. I think Ayuk's the best pure wide receiver, frankly, other than the Juwan Jennings, the only pure wide receiver on that whole team. He can win on the sidelines. He can win in the middle of the field. He's their best route runner, intermediate, deep passes. I think he opens up everything for him. If you look at the on-off numbers, some of those advanced stats, everything without Ayuk goes down, especially for Brock Purdy. I think he's been Brock's best friend. And, you know, Kittle's another year older. He can't win it. CMC, he's a running back. Yeah, he can win in the pass game. He can't do it all. Debo, he's an athlete more than a wide receiver. I think he's the key. He's the biggest piece of the puzzle in San Francisco. I think they'll really regret it if they get rid of him.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I think it's going to be a good test to really see where Brock Purdy is. If I'm Brock Purdy right now, I'm probably a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
Not going to lie, that's because, you know, like right now he's looked at as a good quarterback by some in the NFL. There's a good chance that if Brandon Ayuk leaves that team, Brock Purdy's not as good. And then all of a sudden he's the emperor walking around with no clothes on. And everybody realizes, oh my God, we made a major mistake here. Brock Purdy was good because of the circumstances that were around him. He wasn't elevating the performance of those guys. Those guys were elevating his performance. And I think that's the difference between Patrick Mahomes. He elevates people around him. I don't know that Brock Purdy elevates guys around him. Now, if they get rid of Brandon Ayuk and Brock Purdy has a good year, then fine. I was wrong. Brock Purdy's a good quarterback. But I think Brock Purdy's probably got to be the most nervous guy out there thinking that if they take away this weapon from me, what's that going to do for me? And is it going to show that I'm not as good a quarterback as I'm right now with Brandon Ayuk on this team?
Two things out of this. One, do you understand the reference of the no clothes and the prince? Was he say the emperor with no clothes?
Yeah.
I just didn't know. I do love that story.
It's a great story.
The other one is, this is also hilarious because beggars can't be choosers, correct? Kimberly Martin on GetUp, quote, I'm told after talking to multiple sources that Brandon Ayuk did not want to play for the Patriots and he does not want to play for the Browns.
That's right.
And that's interesting because both of those teams made significant offers to get
at $30 million a year.
And then he said no.
Not interested. Do you want to play for either of those teams?
Which I find this interesting because it sounds like he's talking out both sides of his mouth. I want to get paid, but I want to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it's like, the best case to win is in San Francisco, but it might come with a little bit of less money than you're thinking. So it comes to the question at the end of the day,
less money.
What do you want most? Do you want to win or do you want to make money? And I think if you take the Patrick Mahomes route or the Tyreek Hill route, if you win, then the money comes. And that's, I think, the recipe that a lot of people don't realize, because if you win, you're notified more, you're more alert, you're more on people's radar, you're more on television, you're more seen. And you look at when Patrick Mahomes first got here, and I'm not trying to say that Brandon Ayuk and Patrick Mahomes have similar storylines, but they do in this regards of when Patrick Mahomes first got here, you remember how many times we were told that he was turning down like endorsements and turning them down and turning down. He's like waiting. Mm-hmm. And then you saw after winning a couple of Super Bowls, he's getting BioSteel and Adidas and Oakley and Coors Light.
Literally everything, yeah.
That's like major market brand.
Right.
You got to win first. And Brandon Ayuk is good. He's talented. I understand that there's some people that just get paid out of the wazoo. But you're not Justin Jefferson. I'm sorry. You're not Ja'Marr Chase. You're not CeeDee Lamb. You're not Tyreek Hill.
All those guys have in common? Much winning.
No, but they got paid. I mean, Tyreek Hill's won a lot.
Other than Hill, but he's the only one with a Super Bowl ring in that group.
Right. But the thing is that they're a level above him, but he wants that money. I understand shoot for the stars and try to get it. But again, like, if you're turning down teams that are giving you what you want, it tells me that you really care more about winning. And it's at the end of the day, it's like, well, which one is it? It can't be this and that. It's got to be one or the other.
You don't win with wide receivers in this league, right? It's been proven. You win with quarterbacks in this league. And if you don't have a good quarterback, then you have to surround your guy with some weapons. And that's where we're talking about, you know, with Brock Purdy. Do you believe in him? If you believe that Brock Purdy is a legit quarterback that can win you games by himself, then there's no reason to spend any money whatsoever on Brandon Ayuk. And that's where the Chiefs are right now. They believe Patrick Mahomes will elevate everybody. He will win them games. We're not going to spend money on wide receivers. All of these wide receivers that have cashed in, go look at, you know, the success that they've had on the field. It's not there. And I know Patrick and the Chiefs have dominated, so it's tough for anybody to knock down the door, but a wide receiver signing has not created a Super Bowl champion for anybody. Like, you thought maybe Tyreek Hill would do that in Miami. Has not done that in Miami. As great as Justin Jefferson, and not there. Out there in Cincinnati, they haven't won a Super Bowl yet, right? Like, it's all predicated on the play of the quarterback. And so when people go out and spend all this fool's gold on wide receivers and think that's going to change the face of their franchise and make them winners again, I look and I say, who's under center for you right now? Because if you don't have the right guy under center and you're spending $30 million on a wide receiver, you're setting your fan base up for expectations that aren't going to be realized.
No doubt about it. Expectations for the city of Kansas City are ultimately at the highest it could be. We dive back into the Olympics. We dive back into the Royals. We dive back into the Chiefs. It's all one topic. We'll explain what it means on the other side. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
He's fading badly at this point, Lee.
Jareem Richards on the outside. Matthew Hudson Smith. Karani James. Quincy Hall is coming back. Quincy Hall is digging deep. Quincy Hall is running past all of them. Can he get there? He does. It's gone for the USA.
I mean, I don't know if you're ready to run through your wall after watching that. I can't help you if you can't have that sort of emotion once also hearing the announcer. I know there's a lot of people on X yesterday that were like, I watched it 15 times. I rewound my TV, watched it, and I still can't believe what I saw. And it's like, that right there is Olympics in a nutshell.
That is, yeah. That, I mean, that's sports. That's fun. Like, that was wild, man. Like, you got one lap around the track, go.
Right.
And it looks like he's not going to win, and then all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere and wins this thing, and all of Kansas City is losing their collective minds because of how cool that is. Of course, Quincy Hall coming, you know, from Raytown and being a local kid and winning a gold medal in the Olympics. And,
yep,
like, that just adds to the year we're having here in Kansas City. 2024 is there's a lot more in store, I'll tell you. But it's going to be exciting here soon about what's to come in 2024, and that's the opportunity to run this thing back for a three-peat and the possibility for the Royals to get into the postseason. But what we've already accomplished, we've already got a Super Bowl in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got the best baseball player on the planet in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got a gold medal here in Kansas City in 2024. Like, we've got, what, how many more months of this year left? About 5 months, four and change left of this year. Like, what else is going to happen in 2024? We've already, you know, that's a great threesome right there, man. Mm. Super Bowl, Bobby Witt, and gold medal in the Olympics. Like, what else can we possibly do in Kansas City for the rest of this year?
Yeah, if you don't believe that Kansas City's up on the come, then I don't know where your mindset is. But I have a question for you, and this is kind of a little off topic, but maybe it's on topic. You talk about local athletes and stuff like that that come through Kansas City. If you had to guess, because I know you love this event every year, who's lighting the plaza lights this year?
Yeah, somebody on the text line said it should be Quincy Hall.
Quincy
right?
Hall or Bobby Witt Jr.?
Well, it should be, you know, I don't know.
It's both.
It's both. Yes. What do you do if like, let's say the Royals win the World Series?
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Then it's Bobby Witt Jr., right? It has to be, right? I mean, that's just kind of the way it has, or Q or JJ, or like, I mean, as great as Quincy Hall winning the gold was, the Royals are still the fabric of our community, right? And everybody identifies with them. And honestly, too, you know, as we get closer to Thanksgiving time, this will be further in the rearview mirror, right? We'll be like, oh, yeah, that guy Quincy Hall won the gold. That's right. I forgot about that, right? So, like, I think if the Royals ultimately have the success that we're expecting them to have, I think it's probably going to be somebody from the baseball team that gets the opportunity to light it. But if they want to give Quincy Hall the opportunity to light the plaza lights, hey, man, I'm for that as well. What he did yesterday was really, really remarkable. And so that's why I say, what else do you think is going to happen this year sports-wise in this town? Like, are we going to get that three-peat? Yeah. Are we going to get the playoffs in baseball? Yeah, probably. Somebody said to me yesterday, it's time for Kansas City to host the Olympics now. I'm like,
okay,
all right, let's Kathy, I don't know if you're busy, but if you want to start getting that Olympic bid together and presenting it to the IOC, we'll get behind that for you and we'll support that thing. But like people are realizing, as you mentioned, Kansas City is on the come right now. It's a great place to be when it comes to sports, and more good things are about to happen in Kansas City. I'll tell you that right now. And people are going to be excited, and we're going to see some great things on both sides of the parking lot where both teams are a playoff team. We got a gold medal right now. Like, where else would you rather be than right here, right now, when it comes to sports?
Fox 4's Harold Kuntz interviewed Quincy Hall's brother, and this was his reaction in the interview.
Oh, man, this is awesome, man. This is 18 years in the making, dog. You don't understand. Miss Aisha and Quincy Hall been through it all to make it, man. Oh, man. I just keep saying, oh, man. God is good. He did it for his best friend, Brandon. He did it for his man, Rashid. He did it for his Uncle Tony. He did it for everybody, man. This is a blessing, dog. Like, God. Man. Quincy, I love you, dog.
We love you. Hey, man. Hey,
man. Man, that was crazy, man. Hey, there's a reason why I got all these coaches here, man. Because they all had their hand in this, man.
You saw him run that last 60 meters and coming back. What's the emotions going
the
on?
The emotions seeing that. Hey, when he dropped that neck, he didn't get he get to work. He said get home, son, for a reason. He say it's that dog for a reason. You heard me barking in the background for a reason. And that's that dog, man. Ho! Come on now. Hey, let's go, baby. Hey, yo, 2024 Olympic champion, Quincy Hall, Kansas City, Missouri native. Hey, he did it for everybody, man. He did it for everybody. I know his baby girl out there in Georgia. Oh, man. I wish y'all guys go out there and see her. Put the cameras on somebody else, dog.
Raw emotion is what you love to hear when it comes to sports. And remember, saying that his brother it sounds like, you know, the end of like one of those rap albums where they start thanking all their guys and their friends. And he talks about putting the neck down. You hear the dog in the back. You hear the crowd cheering. He's got all his coaches there. That is, again, Olympics 101, and it feels so much better when it hits close to home.
But that's what sports is really all about, yeah. Right? Like, that, I think that's why we all kind of fell in love with sports as kids, right, is seeing that raw emotion and winning something and sharing those moments, whether it's with your teammate or with your family. Like, I just can't imagine being there and seeing my sister, who was a great swimmer in her day, in the Olympics and winning. Like, you just don't know what you would do, right? Like, you'd be beside yourself. And that's why listening to him, you know, like, that's raw emotion from a family member who just watched his brother do something so spectacular. And not just win the Olympic gold, but the way it was done in winning that Olympic gold medal.
It's just that, and again, is also where you can tie in the Royals, the Chiefs, and Quincy Hall's performance. Because how many times have you been at a Super Bowl party and everybody around watches the Chiefs win and you don't care if it's your brother, your mother, your cousin, your friend, your neighbor, your enemy, but at one point you're all there in unison as one person and the emotions take over. I remember last year's Super Bowl, you know, overtime, everybody's like sitting there on edge, like pining for the result, and then it happens and everybody's just like, and then you watch the Royals when they went through their run. And even like last night, I watched the game with family having, you know, the birthday dinner. And Bobby,
did you have cake?
I did have a little personal cake. It was a little golf cake.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Was it a bundt cake?
No, it was a classic white cake.
Oh, very nice.
It was just a little good.
Did it say happy birthday, Dusty?
It did.
Good.
And it was a golf theme. It was a golf ball in the fairway with a rough on the side and the sand bunker on the other. The sand bunker was like,
it's a lot of decoration on a small cake.
It's, you know, my family loves me. Right. And
did you share the cake or did you just shovel it in?
No, it was like a 2-year-old. They put my face in it and they let me play with it. No, of course we shared it.
Oh.
The
did
candles,
you blow out candles on
I
it?
Did, yeah,
see, I'll never eat a cake that somebody blows out the candles on.
Yep.
Most disgusting thing on earth. And I was
you had to blow away.
You get a separate cake for candle blowing, okay? You don't sit there and place a cake in front of somebody and they all over the top of it. You want a slice? No!
Well, I'm 37 years old and I would hope that I would never do that. So if that's the case, then I would probably see myself out the door.
Not going to eat a cake that has been blown on by somebody. Just not going to do it.
Dramatic Bob, a segment coming in the next month.
I tell you, it's been that way for years. Ask my wife. I'm like, you got to get a separate cake if we're blowing out the candles. You want some cake? You just blew all over this thing. What do I want it for?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You're talking to a microphone that someone's about to blow all over from 10
that's
to 2.
True. Well, that's why I Lysol it every morning when I get in here.
Bob in a bubble coming in July next year. But no, I think that's when you talk about that, and we can transition into the Royals as well a little bit later on, or next, or we can dive into football, whatever you want to hear, 610 Sports Radio listeners, 913-586-7610, slightly kidding. But no, when you hear that audio of the family, you see the results of the race, and you kind of like put yourself in that situation. That's, to me, in a nutshell, what everything is about sports and how it brings everybody together. And it's even better when it's local. Like when you see Bobby Witt Jr. do well last night, first at bat, home, you're like, here we go. You look at, you know, what Patrick Mahomes does for the Chiefs and when you play games, and everybody kind of has the same reaction to something Mahomes does, incredible. And then Quincy Hall does his thing yesterday where he gets the gold medal. He's a local kid from Raytown, Missouri, or as he said, Kansas City, Missouri. And you get to see all of that. And the thing that's great about that is it's not very often that you and other people kind of have the same sort of raw emotion or the same sort of feel. Those three guys from the local area all kind of do that for everybody. And it's sports that unite everybody into that.
Yeah,
sort
it really
of
is. I mean, it's cool. I mean, that's what it, that, you know, Kansas City is different in that aspect. You know, we don't have the beach. We don't have the mountains. We don't have things of that nature. We have sports. And my friend Kurt Nelson last night sent the list of like the Olympic watching. It's like Tulsa, Kansas City and St. Louis are some of the top markets in watching sports. It's what we do. It is our beachfront property, right? We love what goes on, and we root for everybody that comes from Kansas City. We root for our teams, and we wear it with pride. Just go to an airport, not Kansas City, and you'll know exactly where that flight is because everybody's got their KC gear on because they're repping their team all the time. So it's incredible. This is just one more notch in the belt, you know, of great things that have happened sports-wise here in Kansas City for a long time. Man, we couldn't get out of our own way in sports, and now every day you look at the calendar, it's like there's something big happening today in Kansas City in sports.
If you need a shot in the arm one more time, here is the winning call.
Jareen Richards on the outside, Matthew Hudson Smith.
Pure emotion from the broadcast announcer.
Give it to me, Dusty.
And that would be the legal ID, 610 Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.